When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all: adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name, not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You are members of the Grey Hill Free Company. For a generous fee, people contract you for all manner of jobs. Bodyguards, adventurers, explorers, thieves, assassins, monster hunters, rat catchers, and sometimes even legal aides. Your vocation has brought you here to the normally calm city of Gearwater, where a local druidic circle called upon your help to put down a savage undead wolf. Whoa. You are, Jack, we'll start with you.
My name's Austin Huxley. I'm campaigning on behalf of Senator Aloysius Banks, joining the Grey Hill Free Company on his behalf to try and get more votes for the campaign. He believes in you.
Cool. Joel?
Hello, I'm Hot Lungs. Okay. I'm Cobalt.
All right, that's gonna be good. It's gonna be good for you, Adam. I take this one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy.
I fight.
Oh, right. Broden.
I go by many names, but most simply call me Broden, and I'm from a far off land called Reservoir.
Okay.
3073.
Doxing good.
Yeah. So your name is Broden.
Prithy thee, good sire.
Well,
ask away, well, dear peasant.
Do you have a surname, Broden?
Kelly.
Oh my
Broden
god.
Broden Kelly.
Broden
from
Kelly.
Reservoir.
Broden Kelly.
Of it's humble seven, beginnings. Can we roll? Do we roll? When we...
No, no rolls yet. Not yet. No.
Not yet. Not
Let
yet.
Me You're roll. Nailing I would it, like though. To roll.
You can roll a dice.
Yeah.
You're broken a dice.
Come on.
Come on. Here, just... have a big one.
Well, I already don't. All right. I roll a one. I genuinely did.
Oh, cool.
So that I choose.
Auspicious.
To go home. And you say, yeah.
So in that vein,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It took several long nights of searching. It's great to have like a thing that I'm reading out that's written in a time where I was assuming I wasn't going to be playing with, what is it? Austin Huxley, yes. Broden Kelly, and Hot Longs.
Yeah.
That's what I want our listeners to know. He's reading all of this. He's not doing this off
He's
the
improvising
cuff.
Nothing.
Yeah, this is prepared. I don't want people thinking this is Eminem in 8 Mile.
This is no yes and. This is script.
Yeah, exactly.
This is
It took several long nights of searching and a scant few terrifying minutes of combat, but the savage undead wolf that locals referred to as the Nightborn Tornado has been slain by your hand. Wow. To celebrate...
Okay. Has this happened last week? Is that what you're picking up from?
Happened just recently.
Yeah.
Damn, I would describe good. It. Yeah. To celebrate, the three of you are in town searching for a nice place to drink. You've heard good things about Osa's Brew.
Okay. Osa's
Brew. Yeah.
Are we there now or are we going to Osa's Brew?
You're standing in front of
it. Is it a chain, like one of those ones at a shopping center, or is it like a mom and pop?
It's a microbrewery.
A microbrewery.
Like a Moondog. Yeah.
What have we heard about, like, what's the good things that they serve? Mm.
You have heard that they have several alcohols, different types of beers that are all obviously made on premises, but also quite tasty.
Can I ask, what's their business model? Is it to be like an alternative to the big ones and be acquired by them eventually?
Yeah.
Or is it to continue to rival? So like Asahi bought Carlton United Brewery, right? Which you own, you know, Carlton Draft.
Yeah.
And all that. And that, like, there's people whose model is to make, like, Furphy was a business, and they got bought by CUB, thus Asahi, I believe, or the rival. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
Is that their business model? Mm.
So I guess this would be a history check. As far as you're aware, there is no...
Because it affects what I'm buying.
Yeah, of course.
Am I going to go here? Or am I, like, because it's like...
Are we going to support them? You
know,
there's
a place in Thornbury where it's like... called Welcome to Thornbury.
Yeah,
Thornbury, and it's like, this is where every, like, the jocks from high school now go for their, like, let's all, we have our 30th, we'll go here.
High school reunion.
There's room for the prams, you know. They've got, like, trucks, you know. The trucks, you can get a burger.
You get a taco.
I've got no internal self-taste or you know, I'm a very boring person.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it that?
Okay, so first off, I quite like Welcome to Thornbury. So that's very funny.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's the description I just heard.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
It is entirely fine.
Sure, yeah.
And it's owned by CUB, by the way.
While we're talking about it.
What did you just grab?
I think there's like there's a fluff
little,
in the air.
Yeah, there's a little.
Maybe it was a fairy.
So, what was the question here?
What's the business model of Osa's Brewery?
Right. The business model is that they sell food and alcohol.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm asking about their like
long-term goals.
Long-term. Are they to be acquired?
You got a 10 total, which means that as far as you're aware, their long-term goal is that it is a family-run business and they want to keep it.
Okay, right.
So when you go inside, we could ask some more questions.
Okay, great. We'll find them.
I would like to know, Adam, have they made a choice of senator for the upcoming election?
Guess.
Where are they aligned?
That would be a history check.
Do they consider themselves part of the... Are they Aloysius Banks' constituents or...?
Aloysius Banks... as far as you're aware, does not have constituents.
Well, that's
in this
be a
country,
problem, Adam.
That's
a real issue.
Aloysius, I guess if I'm forced to play along with
you are.
That you do not know the disposition of the people.
Well, that's
inside.
Great. That means these are potential voters. Yeah. I like to hear that.
Actually, they would be undecided.
That's great. Undecided voters, dude. Aloysius Huxley voters in waiting. That's my belief.
Okay.
Well, let's head inside.
Can you spell your name?
Thirsty.
My name or Aloysius Huxley?
Aloysius.
I'll spell how I spelt it. Aloysius. Do you reckon that's right?
I lost interest halfway through you spelling it, but it sounds like you've put thought into it.
Yeah. You asked me.
So. Yeah, I know. But, like, it's a hard name to spell.
It's a great name to say, though.
Aloysius.
It is a great name to say, yeah.
Aloysius.
So do you go inside?
Yes, thirsty.
We go inside.
You step inside.
Why are we friends, the three of us? Yeah. Why are we working together? Let's decide. Zamet doesn't seem like... He seems like an animal more than a guy.
Yeah.
Maybe clutching... Do you have pamphlets you give out?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. I want to be clutching one of those. What is a Senator Huxley... What do you say to get my vote?
You've sold me either way. Specifically, because you're like a little goblin.
Yeah, you've sold me either way, but what have you sold me on?
Aloysius Huxley is an honest man.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's what honest men say, isn't it?
Aloysius Huxley, unlike his rival, Senator Cran Johnson, Aloysius Huxley believes in the future of this county.
How Johnson.
Yeah.
How scaly. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's not so scaly, but he owns a lizard.
Scaly, but he owns a lizard.
He's not scaly, but he does own a lizard.
Yeah. So yeah, that's anyone who owns a lizard. That's, yeah. You could describe most people as that.
That's big true. Lizard?
No, it's a small lizard. Yeah. Well, maybe you're undecided. That's okay.
Aloysius. Okay. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah, me too.
How I got here, why I'm here. What was your name again?
Hotlongs.
Hotlongs. I got a Facebook message from Hotlongs saying, hey, mate.
Broden.
Hey, Broden. I can read it. I'll read it.
Read it out. Yeah, read it out.
Dot, 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 dot. How are you?
Yeah.
I feel like you're not treating this with the pathos I was hoping.
Well, you won't let us go in the bar. That's the problem.
We're ready to go inside, yeah. Adam.
I don't know. Standing if you, inside,
I said thirsty.
I said I've stepped.
Hotlong's email messaged me. He said, hey, man, hope you're doing well. Just wondering if you're free to do a D&D podcast. We'd love to you have you on.
Yeah.
And it's just one of our silly little shows. Yeah. And I was like, sure,
did
mate.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of our silly little shows, Adam. But they're all silly little shows.
I mean, this is an empire of silly little shows.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm treating this like Shakespeare.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
Well, more for you.
Same.
Well, we step inside Oshis's. Yeah.
Do I roll to go in? Should we roll to go in?
No, you don't need to. No,
can
it's
we
okay.
roll
to okay.
if we take the steps or the access ramp?
I'm going to take the ramp. Don't even need to roll for me. I'm going ramp.
I'm
going to
roll. Okay. 10 up.
Uh-huh.
Stairs.
Uh-huh.
10 down.
10 down, ramp.
Okay. So what happens if you get 10?
I fucking explode and I get to go home. Okay. Rolling.
Yeah, go
Can
ahead.
I decide what I roll? Is that allowed? Is that okay with you? Am I overstepping a boundary?
This is kind of more you making a choice rather than rolling a skill check. So, yeah, whatever. I'm on.
Two, I'm taking ramp.
All right. Welcome to ramp country, brother.
Yeah. But my feet are rollerblades, and thus I roll back into the traffic and die. No, that's not true. I'm just joking.
I'll take ramp.
We all take the ramp, Adam.
Okay, you enter into... through the door.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say ramp. That's okay. Sorry.
Bit disappointing, didn't
you? You take whatever means of locomotion from the sidewalk to the door as you choose, and then you go through the door. You are inside Osa's Brew.
Finally.
It's busy inside. It's a lovely Saturday afternoon. Everyone's having a pint of their favorite and a nice meal.
Is the footy on?
They're
a wizard conjuring the football so we can see it.
On Fox footy.
No, it's live music, actually, right now.
Yeah. I guess support. Like, is there a... Pray, sir, is there pokies?
Can we have flutter?
Yeah. Chuck a quick 20 in, good sire.
I'm going to roll some dice.
Okay, great.
You call if I rolled really high or really low. If you get it right, there is gambling to be had here.
Hey, pokies.
Highs or lows?
High.
Highs? All right, you could play several different games of chance, dice, cards. There is a magical box where you pull a lever and three slot. Yeah, it's a
like
slot
a pokies,
machine.
Yeah.
It's a pokey, yeah.
A pokies, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a slot nice. Machine, yes.
I'm good. I'm happy with just a drink.
Very little prompting, and you are pretty on par with how they like to hurt me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry.
Apologizing to the audience. Good. The ones you hurt.
You bought into this. Come on.
The comment of like, I actually just prefer it when they play. Like, this is fun and stuff, but this is not my vibe.
No, I'm pretty sure. No, I think the audience are probably enjoying hurting me.
I'd like to go and start talking to the patrons of this bar and asking them if they've decided to vote and to hand out pamphlets for Senator Aloysius.
I'd like to stare at the... Is someone playing the slots?
Right now? Yeah. No, it's
okay,
free.
Okay, then I never mind then.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I would be distracted by light, is all I'm thinking.
Yeah. I don't think we could properly explain this.
No,
slots to you.
I don't think you'd get it.
Yeah.
Mm. There's one of the dice games going on. Every time someone rolls doubles the the little fireworks go off. So you
I'm staring at that open mouth.
Okay, and you, no role required. You're just going around checking. Are you trying to influence?
Vote for Senator Banks. Vote for Senator Banks.
Well, I guess that does count.
Yeah. The accent comes and goes, I know. It's an accent I put on. It's not my real voice.
You're
it's
an expat. You've moved here.
Yeah, yeah. From the South. Yeah. From Tennessee.
You have a few lovely conversations with people, and you feel like you've swayed some votes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be great for me. I'm trying to, yeah, sort of like ascend to sort of the political sphere myself. That's the aim.
Okay. Well, you're doing great. Well, are you trying to do good for yourself?
Well, that's part of it.
Okay, all right.
Well, obviously, like, if Aloysius gets in, I'll be part of his sort of
Yeah, you'll
team.
Be like an aide.
I'll be like an aide,
you know,
to Aloysius. So it's like a foot
five,
in the door.
5-10 years from there, you can probably get your own sort of like, you know.
Okay, cool. So, well, anyway, you do a pretty good job.
Great. And then I'll go grab a drink with my good friend, Broden Kelly.
Okay.
Oh, grand.
Yeah.
You are a good friend.
I believe you are a good friend as well.
And well-to-do,
perhaps
sir.
My finest friend.
Indeed. One of the great aides.
I consider myself, I hope to be one of the great aides.
You are a grand aide, good sire. And one day, perchance, we can be aides of one another.
I would like that. I would like that, my oldest friend, yes. Broden Kelly.
Very good.
My childhood friend.
Yes, we have been friends since knee-high to a whittling. Which
indeed,
is a small
sir.
Elk-like elf from the region of my birth.
Both of you order some food and both of you for some reason just stop talking at the same moment. Yeah. You both order some food and some drink. The drinks have come out. You are still waiting on the food when it's loud enough that you are in a not small town. It's quite large, about a population of 2,000-ish. To hear something coming from the other side of town, you must imagine that it's quite a loud noise. You hear, at first, it's a tearing sound, like someone tearing paper, but really loud.
I thought you were going to say terrorists.
No.
Oh, no.
Wow. No, no. You hear a tearing sound. No, that's not a roll. Okay, this thing that I have determined is happening.
Okay, great.
You hear that tearing noise, and then you hear a loud booming voice, like it's through a megaphone, but echoing through the entire town.
Yeah.
Gather before me and lend your ears to the words of your divine overseer. I, Lexadron, the lawgiver, the embodiment of unyielding lawfulness, stand before you today to address your concerns, to cast away the pall of uncertainty that clouds your mind. Do not tremble, for I bring forth an army, not to oppress, but to liberate you from the clutches of chaos.
I'm in a 1-hour car.
In your feeble mortal existence, you may question the purpose of my arrival. Hear now, mortal brethren, for I shall unveil the truth. Chaos breeds suffering,
genuinely,
while orders breed prosperity. Together, we shall forge a realm of obedience and righteousness.
Okay.
Beware, for those who resist the allure of law...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Shall suffer the consequences.
Surely that's the end of it.
That is all.
Okay.
I am Lexadron the Lawgiver.
All right.
I was on Lexadron for a few years, and it helped a bit.
I knew this was going to happen.
That's really good.
So they took me off, and I'm on Zyrtec mostly now.
Okay,
that's good. It helped out.
It's an antihistamine.
Yeah, fair enough. There was a bit of drowsiness with the Lexadron, so they're like, just try a few Zyrtec, and about 180 grams a day.
Yeah.
Should we do something about this Zyrtec coming to town and yelling?
All right, let's step outside and have a look.
When a chicken sees a hawk shadow, and they go low to the ground and are scared and try to hide, that's what I'm doing.
All right. Can I pick up Hot Long by the scruff of the neck like a dog?
Sure.
All right.
I don't resist.
Yeah. He's wearing some pretty heavy armor.
Okay, I drop it.
I don't think you're strong enough to do that.
Yeah, that's
especially
fair
not in one hand.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe perhaps you, however.
I
needed to check my notes. Broden Kelly. Yeah. Perhaps you could pick him up.
I play pokies.
Now that no one's on the everyone's distracted by Lexapro or whatever his name is. Yeah. I'll go outside, Adam. I'll have a look at the guy.
Hang on. I got to roll the pokies. Ding, ding. Fucking.
What happened? What is that?
You win.
Okay, like I'm at the door about to step out.
Gold.
Hold, good Aloysius Aid. I won. How much did I win?
You win like 5 gold. You put in 1, you get 5.
5 gold back. You're on a lucky streak. I'm going to come over to you. Let's go again.
Do we go again?
Yeah, let's go again.
You can go again. There's a distantly, there's silence, and then after a few minutes, you hear screaming. Okay. Like massive.
Yeah, but we're on a roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, once again, what's one more going to hurt? So we got 4 gold now, and we're putting gold. 1 back in. Yeah.
You only get what you put in this time. So you put 1 in, and then ding, ding, ding.
We gotta go.
Chase that dragon. There you go. I put another one in, so I got 4 still.
Four still.
You lose it this time.
So I got 4 now because we're putting the fifth one in.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got four. Great. That'll be hell. I'll put that in my asshole for later, which is a satchel. I call my satchel the asshole.
A dragon's asshole is like the cinch on the top.
I took it down and. Actually, I went to Northland and bought a dragon satchel from on off your tree.
This may be one of the most regional episodes we've ever done.
Most of your audience are in like the UK, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm sure they know what Northland is.
Yeah, of course. They're not heathens.
Pretty translatable.
I bet they know what the ashes are too. I'm all right. I call out you lot.
You lose another coin.
Well,
you put it in and you don't win anything.
No, we stopped gambling.
You've stopped. Never mind.
Don't try and take my 4 coins.
Yeah, that's 4 hard-earned coins. Come on.
I think it was only three, but I'll favor you on this.
I will keep these for later in the journey. And I put them in my dragon scrotum pocket asshole thing. And then
is it a dragon's asshole and then a dragon's scrotum underneath?
Yeah,
out of a dragon's genitals into a little coin pool.
Off your tree, Northland. Written on the side.
Yeah.
It could all be synthetic because it's off your tree, Northland.
You don't know.
It has Dewey Griffin on the side of it.
Smoking a blunt.
Yeah. It's classy.
It's classy. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's step outside and look at Huxapro the devil or whatever.
Lexagon
the hexagon.
Lexadron.
Okay, wow, you were close.
Yeah.
Lexadron.
Okay.
By the time you step outside, there is a throng, a mass of people pushing their way north. All of the noises that you've heard thus far have been from the south.
Okay.
You can try.
They're running away.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. You can try to force against the crowd if you want, but it's like a big mass of people right now.
I'm strong.
Yeah. All right, we'll get behind Broden Kelly. You be our.
I've got 4+4 strength.
That's strong.
That's strong. How many did everyone leave the how abandoned the tavern?
I got -1 strength.
The tavern, it's not abandoned yet, but it looks like everyone's leaving.
Okay, how well have I hidden myself?
What?
Well, Zamet, he hunk it down.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Well,
are you going to rob the tavern when we're outside? That's awesome.
My question is, how well have I hidden myself? And two, how unattended is current food?
That's great.
Scavenge. You've hidden yourself well enough that no one notices you in the scrum to get out.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, Broden, You begin forcing your way south.
Where are we?
Your Osa's Brew is on the east side of the river, kind of in the middle of town.
Oh, yeah, near J&M?
Yeah, on the other side of the river from J&M.
Osa's Brew, okay, yeah. So we're near the Church of Bones.
Yeah, not too far away, yeah.
Okay.
So you start...
I've got a Church of Bones, if you know what I mean.
You start forcing your way through the crowd, Broden Kelly, yeah. And Austin, you're right behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both of you notice pretty immediately that Hotlongs is not there.
Yeah.
Well, Hotlong's sort of like our dog, so... Like, I'm not too concerned.
Yeah, he'll be right.
It's like a dog, but like an independent dog, you
know? He'll be safest in the tavern.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't like to be pat on the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just go like, let him smell you.
Yeah, let him smell you and scratch him on the bum.
If you could you put your hand out first so I can smell like the back of the hand so I know you're friendly.
Yeah. And he hates, I don't know why.
Can I mark that as well for anyone with dog? Don't do that.
Yeah.
they can smell you.
Yeah, you don't need to get closer.
Yeah, that's actually a bit of a like, hey, they don't like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Just a mark, just for, yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats in this house. You know?
Yeah, it's a cat household.
That is how you approach cats.
Can we all, if people are told to do that with dogs, don't they can smell you.
And also, if you pick up a baby bird, the mama bird will still take it back.
Yeah, yeah, great.
You can do whatever you like to a baby bird. Mama bird will take it back.
Yeah, right, yeah, nice.
Put it back in that nest.
Put it back in the nest.
Anything? I can do anything to that bird.
You can do anything, doesn't matter.
Yeah, great.
Mama will take it back. Also, with our dog, Hotlungs, we don't know why we didn't raise him like this, but he hates guys with beards.
Yeah, yeah. Something happened.
We don't know why, but he just
And high viz.
Yeah. Really angry at guys with beards and high viz. We don't know.
Something happened.
Something happened. We got him when he was like two. So yeah, like we don't know. Something happened early.
Yeah. And he hates high pressure hoses.
With a passion. Oh man.
We don't know why we
try. I will try to fight one. Yeah. No, you go, well, I will fight it.
We don't know. He just gets really angry at him.
Speaking of high pressure.
Okay.
The mass becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, pushing in the other direction. You start losing ground, Broden Kelly,
yeah.
And Austin, you start finding yourself with a face full of, what was it? A dragon scrotum?
Yeah,
yeah. You got a coins, face full of dragon
coins,
scrotum.
Coins,
yeah.
Coins and nutsack.
Eventually the crowd begins to part and you see there is a woman in heavy armor astride a horse.
Mm.
There's a couple of other, they look like town militia.
I like
guards.
You said astride. I like that.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Instead of on top of.
You can see on the, also astride, well, no, kind of, slumped over, you can see there is a wounded person on the back of her horse,
yeah, right.
And several of these town guards are carrying wounded townspeople.
Yeah.
The woman looks at the two of you, sizes you up pretty quickly, and she calls out, "Hail there, are the two of you adventurers?
We're members of the Grey Hill Free Company.
I have need of your services, please." She gestures behind her, and you see there are more wounded people who, there's not enough soldiers here to carry them.
Yeah.
"Please, can you give us a hand? We need to take these people north, somewhere safe."
Mm.
All right, I'd like to go over and heft somebody onto my shoulder, and as I'm doing, I'm just putting brochures in their pockets. They'll wake up, they've got some reading material, maybe they'll vote the right way, you know?
Well, can I go kill the thing, or do I have to pick up these sick people?
You can do either if you want.
Can we see the thing?
No, you can't. Okay. You're not through the mass of people.
Well, okay. Maybe I'm not picking somebody up, but I'm just like putting brochures in their pockets and like looking at Broden Kelly to be like, what are we doing?
If the woman sees that you're a little bit hesitant, she says, my good sir, if
Broden,
you
call me Broden.
Broden, of course. My name is...
From Arnie Donner.
I am Commander Bradley. Well met. Well, anyway, I will pay you for your assistance, please.
Yeah, great. To pick people up.
To take you on as a hire for the next day or so.
I don't want your money for, like, picking
Why
people.
Not?
Well, like, it doesn't feel right.
But
like,
then
I don't
we spend
be,
it on the slot
wanna,
machine and make
be,
a bunch of money.
I don't want to be in a natural disaster and go, oh, help for cash. I'm more just like, is it better?
But if we're going to help anyway.
I'm a strong man. I go to Anytime Fitness. And, like...
That's international.
Yeah, it is.
That's international.
I can my little fob I can use in England.
Yeah, that's great.
Aside though, good Bradley, is that your name?
Yes, Commander Bradley.
Bradley, Badley or Bradley?
Bradley,
Bradley, Bradley, Bradley.
It's a surname.
Okay, Bradley, Commander Bradley. My strength and muscles beam and glisten, and us and can do good deeds, Bradley. Bradley, 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 I wanna. Should I not go and fight whatever lurks yonder? Or lift these for no coins necessary. Bradley?
You are truly of a noble heart.
Indeed I am.
Sir Broden Kelly.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes.
Please, the fight here is lost, but if you come with me, we can regroup and retake the city.
The fight is lost, good Bradley? The fight is not done until the final Yorkshire croaks.
I will follow your lead, Commander Bradley, into the night, and hopefully at this we will one day see a dawn.
Are we picking up these people or not?
What do you want me to do?
She seems uncertain now.
Yeah, and I've put her offside.
In that moment of uncertainty, the terror catches up with these people.
Oh, no.
Great. I have tarried.
You see, past Commander Bradley, there are... Hang on, let me get the picture for you. Hang on.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Great.
You see a bunch of little guys running around.
Little guys.
Wow, little guys. They're human-sized, so not
tiny. I'm human-sized.
You human-sized?
What
you,
the
you
fuck, humans, Adam?
What the fuck is that, Adam?
Some sort of robot beast.
With the lips of a man.
Yes, with some sort of steampunk energy. It's got cogs.
But human teeth. That's horrible.
It's like,
dude,
if E.T. was steampunk.
It's like if you were making a sex robot on a very limited budget.
Yeah, you're making a sex robot and you have two, like, CRT TVs.
I like it.
Its feet look like plunges.
I've just noticed.
It unsettles me.
All right,
frankly hate it.
Is this the beast that took down these peasants?
Is this Huxley the devil or whatever his name is?
Eight.
There's eight of them.
And they're human size.
They're human size.
They're 6 foot.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Do they look violent?
Actually, they are, sorry, forgive me. They're exactly 6 foot. You don't
robot.
Know how you know?
Yeah. Robot shit.
Anyway, you see, they're coming up behind the people and they're trying to grab and drag people away.
Stand by, Commander Bradley.
We'll go to initiative and a fight breaks out. While that's happening,
yes.
Hot lungs.
Yes.
What you eat?
Well, first off, eat? I'm just listening out to see what's around me. And if I perceive that it is safe and there is no shadows overhead, maybe I come out and if I smell something good, I'll start eating.
Well, there's no one in the bar anymore, so you could come out and start eating.
Okay, what do I smell?
You smell food. There's lots of different meals here.
Maybe what's the most?
Pub, classic pub fare. You get your chicken parmas, got your steak.
Is it like a hot chicken?
No roast turkey. Chook. Oh, sorry, what did you say?
Hot chicken?
Hot chicken? Yeah, there's hot chicken.
I'll go towards that.
Some RSL pub situations, when you say standard pub fare, quote in quotations.
Yeah.
What are we, like, maybe nachos, you know, like, you know, or
wedges,
like,
nachos, wedges,
seniors meal, seniors roast.
I think nachos.
Nuggets, chips.
Nuggets, kids. Chips, yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be from the kids' menu, though, so they're not
raspberry lemonade.
Oh.
Right.
Let's go to the pub.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. What's the most, what's the nearest me that is, like, still warm and has a nice aroma?
The nearest one to you is half a steak dinner.
Like a carbonara. You know they always have a pasta option?
Yeah.
Yes, there would be definitely like a spaghetti bolognese. Once again, probably off the kids' menu, but they'd have like
How much of the steak is left?
How much of the steak? About half.
Okay,
like
cool.
A carbonara, and you're like, no Italian has ever been near this. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. There's no way this is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And thick. Like, and wet. You got a strange thickness to it. Yeah.
Like a dog who knows no one's looking, I'm going to try and eat that steak.
Are you doing like the dog where the dog like puts its head on the table but on the side to try and get it? Kind of,
it'd be like a garlic bread on a wooden board. It's all cut up and it was $9.
One of those salads that's like the sourest salad you've ever eaten in your life.
A bowl of veggies?
Yeah.
A bowl of...
quarter tomatoes for some reason. Like, not a comfortable way to eat a tomato, but that's how they're doing
balsamic
it.
Balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
So, while you feast, while you're scoffing that down, these creatures, the little animated creatures, attack first.
Okay.
And they, out of the eight of them... Four of them grab just civilians and start dragging them back southwards.
Mm. The other four,
two of them attack Bradley and try to drag her off her horse.
Bradley,
and then one attacks each of you.
Oh, okay. They're no match for me. I roll to kill them all with my laser eyes. Do I have them?
It's not your turn just yet.
Oh,
they get to go first, unfortunately.
Oh.
You are hit One of them grabs you with its claw. What to call you, Bradley Broden?
Yeah.
One of them grabs.
It's confusing.
With...
Similar
two
names.
Bro names.
It
yeah,
really
tricky.
Actually shouldn't be confusing. Yeah, yeah. And then twists your arm at an odd angle. You feel
emotional, like twist, like
twist your arm to get you to do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it
literally.
Physically, yeah, literally. Yeah. You take 3 points of damage, Broden.
That's nothing.
You laugh that off.
And sure. Then
how many damage do? How many?
Austin, you have 41 hit points.
Yeah. Yeah, three.
I'm like keeping
a mile,
track. You didn't
a head
you know.
Cold. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know when allergies. You're getting low. You get attacked as well, mm-hmm. Austin.
You're rolling at great speed, mate. This is good.
Oh, thank you. You are missed twice. Nice. The creature tries to grab you with both of its grabby arms, but
slip
misses
out of the way.
You. All right, then it is Bradley's turn. She draws her sword and swings down at Bradley.
True, Bradley.
You got this, Bradley.
She destroys one of the little creatures. When she strikes it with her sword, it breaks apart and just scrap metal and gears hit the ground.
What happens to it? It's human lips and eyes.
That in a single unit, that hits the ground. The eyes continue to look around and the mouth moves, but it's not saying anything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Speaking of, actually, great. Thank you for asking me that. As they fight you, these little creatures continue to talk with the same booming voice that you heard.
Oh,
they're just repeating the speech that you heard before over and over and over again.
All right, chatting away.
Broden, it's your turn. There's seven left. You have a big axe. You've got a smaller hand axe for throwing, and then a javelin, also for throwing. Three times a day you can enter a rage where you just enter like a battle fury and you pay attention only to the fight.
And I'm funny you mention that because I'm...
You're going to use it?
I'm getting mad.
You begin raging?
I hate robots. Always have. I take out my little axe and go troppo.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.